Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hello everybody, annyeong.
Hola.
Hello, welcome to Let's Talk Hoya.
Podcast.
Oh, there I go again.
Making the sounds that we have on button.
So today we're just going to have a nice chit chat type of episode.
It is a little different, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's something different.
Something different.
My hair. No, just kidding.
All of your beautiful faces are being seen by the world.
Yeah. You might be watching us instead of just listening.
But if you're just listening, head over to YouTube. There's going to be video.
So now you can see our faces. So now we're not just in your ears, we're in your eyes too.
You're welcome.
That was like the creepiest way you could have said that. But yes. And now you'll be able to see all the facial expressions we make while making this podcast for you.
Yeah. And all the times that Jesse rolls her eyes. And
I have to try so hard.
And everything.
And falls asleep.
I don't fall asleep. No, I just play my games on my tablet. Anyway.
So, you know, Hoya have impacted us in a lot of different ways. And I mean, it's interesting because it's a plant, right? But I thought it would be fun to talk about how plants and Hoya have changed our lives. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
That's our episode.
Mm-hmm. Has it been 5 years of Hoya hobby?
At least plant hobby, definitely.
Oh, I was like very specifically Hoya. So yeah, maybe 5 years of plant hobby. Like, and I want to say like 4.5 of Hoya, because we were like aeroid babes for like a hot, like half a minute.
Well, it was like, was like any plant that's green or has any plant.
Yeah.
That was for like a while. And then it was like aeroid, and then it went to Hoya.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and today I had my time op show me like a picture I took of that Carnosa.
I saw five years ago. That's when we first moved here, right?
Yeah, because I moved here in July of 2019, like the beginning of July. So that was towards the end of it.
Did that bring back all the feels?
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild to think about that. But here we are.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful and she's thriving.
Yeah.
And you're beautiful and you're thriving.
Thank you.
So
yeah, she was struggling for a while and I was real nervous, but you know, when I took her outside and did the whole spray down,
She's looking really great right now. Like,
yeah. And then you're like absolute best friend who like helps you with anything and everything. Me helped you repot it and
yeah,
make it live. Right.
Exactly.
Just kidding. That was Lydia.
That was a day. The first thing I think of is I don't know if I would be in passive hydro if it wasn't for Hoya.
Wow.
And that's kind of wild to think about. Because I did it because of that first Hoya order. And I was wanting to make sure that they did not die, because in my mind, I spent $80 on a plant and that was insane.
Okay, but today you've spent way more than that on a plant.
I know. Yeah, but that, you know, back in then, 2019, but yes. I don't know, because I went to passive hydro because I was like, I need to keep this alive. And
that's when you were using the tiny little
wee jars.
Yes. Oh, those are the days.
I still have a gaggle of them too.
Oh yeah, I have a whole shelf of them at my house.
Yeah. So, and also that's what Jackie's jungle in the desert used was Leca. And so I was like, I have to copy her because she has the most beautiful Hoya.
Like gorgeous.
Yeah.
To this day, her collection is gorgeous.
Yeah. Also, I say Hoya plural. And someone said something to me in my DMs. They're like, why do you always just say Hoya? And I don't know if it's because the podcast, Let's Talk Hoya, because we don't say Let's Talk Hoyas. Or I don't say I have lots of Hoyas. I always say I have lots of Hoya.
I feel like we need a linguist to tell us what the plural.
What's proper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's correct? Are we
But I also
accurate?
Don't think I'm going to change.
Yeah, I like Hoya. I feel like it's plural.
Yeah.
I mean, but at the end of the day, people know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, they didn't call, they didn't add, the person wasn't like doing it in a mean way. They were just like, I've always been curious, like if there's a reason you do it. And I was like, no, there's no reason, rhyme or reason. It's just
how it comes out of your mouth.
But I think it's because of our podcast name.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
That's just now it's just a plural.
Yeah. And back when we were naming it, it was just like, ha ha, hee hee, whatever. Mm-hmm. We didn't put much thought to where, whether it was going to be plural.
I forgot what our other names were. Because there were some other contenders in there. But then did you say Let's Talk Hoya? Or somebody said Let's Talk Hoya and we were immediately like, yeah.
She did.
Lydia did, okay.
That was me.
But there were some other ones in there.
That was
too.
Me. I named it.
Me only.
Okay. We agree. Lydia searched on like Apple Podcasts, and she was like searching like the most, like all the names we were coming up with
to see if they were already
taken. See, but I'm also mixing it up with the green plant because that's the one where you wanted it to be like Flora something.
Oh yeah, but there was like a really big plant shop in New York called Flora and Fauna.
Oh yeah, yeah,
but that was for the green plant. So I have no memories of talking over the name of Let's Talk Hoya.
I mean, we definitely did.
Yes, we definitely did. And I remember you were searching on Instagram and searching on the Apple Pod and all the little pod platforms.
Yeah,
and there is a lot of podcasts that start with Let's Talk. Because every time I look for Let's Talk Hoya, I'm like, what are we talking about? There's like 50 things to talk about.
Yeah, and they call like the mascot for one of the colleges, it's a bulldog, but they call it the Hoyas.
What?
Yeah, it's like a college basketball team.
Weird. Why bulldog? Do they call them
Georgetown Hoyas?
Hoyas?
I don't know if like a bulldog is like a Hoya. If they, I have no idea. But
because I know about the Blue Hose, but I think that's from Georgia.
Blue Hose.
Yeah, there's a college team whose the mascot is the hose, the Blue Hose.
Just a Blue Hose,
something like that. Yeah, because my friend is from
weird
there, so she told me about it. It makes me laugh.
Wow.
Yeah, Hoyas have changed our lives. Alrighty then.
Oh, what about you, Jesse?
A big way that Hoyas have changed my life. Hoyas, Hoya.
Sorry, yeah, I don't want to.
There
make
we go.
That.
Now
I don't
I'm gonna have a complex.
No,
it'll go away. Well, I think I've said this before, but like my dad's a landscaper and I've always like had plants in my life, but Hoya and this plant hobby of like 5 years has been the first time that I've had indoor plants. And it definitely, Hoya specifically with the line of work that I do came into my life during a really difficult time with my work. So I distinctly remember like times in my life where I would come home just to like water my Hoya, to like spend time with them and talk to them. And it was like therapy, like, cause I've done therapy before and it was like therapy. It was like, I'm going to let things out and I'm just going to focus on nurturing for my Hoya. And I like, that really helped me. So I think that's what keeps them like really special in my life. It's this thing that has nothing to do with my problems, my work, even like all the things I keep myself busy with. Hoyas are always just there.
Yeah.
And like, I was recently on a trip and my mom was taking care of my plants and she was like FaceTiming me and watering them at the same time. And she was like, oh, look at this one. I'd never seen this one. And I was just like, oh, how cute. Like, she is like not into indoor
that
plants,
is sweet though.
But she knows they're important to me. So she like did that. She like took care of them. And I'm like, that was a cute time for me to spend with my mom. Even if we were just FaceTiming, like she was commenting on them and how different they are. And she was like, they're all the same species. And I was like, yeah, mom, they are.
Yes. Just like humans. There's so many different varieties.
Yeah. But then the funny thing is, she was like, this one looks dead. This one looks dead. This one looks dead. And I was like, don't worry about it, mom. It didn't happen because of you.
Just put it in the bottom shelf.
They were probably already dying or dead when I left. So yeah, I was like, just don't water them. Leave them alone. So I do have to go through and like clear out my plant cemetery.
Yeah.
My new members.
The dearly departed.
Yes. Our recently
mentions.
Departed.
Our recently departed.
I was literally going to go through and like make a list to bring to you guys of like things that I lost since I, before I left. But I was like, no, it's too much work.
Also, you probably don't even like, can't even identify some of them at this point.
Yeah, that's very true.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
you really. Know how sometimes she sends a text and she's like, guys, what is this? And we're like,
no clue.
Literally, it's like a picture of a stick.
Brown twig.
It's like a stick sitting in pond. And it's like, I don't know.
R.I.P. unknown.
Yeah. What about you, Lydia?
Oh, okay. I'm going to say the biggest one for me would be meeting Adam.
Me?
Mm-hmm. This guy?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Not more time with me?
Hello.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, been there, done that. No.
Okay. I will give you a pass on that. Yeah. But I've been around a while.
You wait till we get in the car.
You drove with me. That's true.
But I feel like even before I met Adam, like you were the Hoya King already at that point, because you were like into Hoya, you were getting Hoya, and like I was watching on you on YouTube, and then we went to the plant event, and then like everything just kind of came together because of plants. But then yeah. I feel like specifically Hoya too. And so like, I'm really grateful that you were in a plant hobby. I was in a plant hobby. And then we met and became yeah. really good friends. And now we get to do life together and we get to do this podcast together. And like, there's just so many good
and
things.
And you can never get away from us.
I don't want to.
It kind of took a, just kidding.
I mean, you did say you were going to kidnap me and keep me in a
yeah,
garage.
Yeah, it was really early on. For some reason, we were really comfortable with mentioning our
That was after the pandy when you guys were like, we haven't seen people in a while.
No, but keeping you in a well.
No, Jesse specifically came up with the well.
I did.
Jesse was the one that came up with the well. But then I was like, wait, but we don't have to put him in a well because I have a garage and a couch and it has a swamp cooler in there. So that like, you know, seems more humane than a well. Like
it's like the humanest form of kidnap.
Yeah. We have to at least
while
give
the dogs
him
are
like
in the house. You can stay in the garage.
That's we have cooler. To at least provide proper working conditions. Like we yeah. can't just like exploit.
We're not the bad kidnappers. We're the good kind.
The good
yeah.
ones.
Yeah. So
no cap. Anyway, that's kind of true though. Like that's mm-hmm. also a big way that Hoya has changed my life because making friends as an adult is not easy.
Yeah, it's hard.
And so, like, before moving here and, like, also moving to a whole new state as an adult is scary. But, like, I feel like I already had a community of people. And it was because of plants and Hoya specifically that, like, I had that little community, you know? Like, our little online friendship that turned into an IRL friendship
mm-hmm.
gave you that Ratusa, or we traded or something. Mm-hmm. Or I just was like, take it. I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love that Hoya so much still.
No, I gave you an Australis Lisa. Remember that? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which then ended up at Jesse.
R.I.P. 2024. Hey, that was a good chunk of life. Well, yeah. That was 2019 to 2024.
But from 2019 to like 2003, Adam had it.
You know what? The body was at my house when it was deceased. Therefore, it was my, it was my contribution.
Yeah.
It decays in my property.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So that was, I mean, that's just really helpful for anyone to just have like a community when they leave all the community that they had, you know? So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
And I don't think that would have, I honestly, it's like, I sometimes think about that. Like if plants weren't in my life or if Hoya weren't in my life, like what would that have looked like for me?
Mm. I have a lot of friends who like,
what would this house look like?
Yeah.
I mean, very bare and barren.
Yeah.
Remember that one time we sprayed all of your plants and took them all out and then we came in and we were like,
I did not
wow,
like it. It was too
it
sterile.
It is like, oh, yeah, 100%. It looked weird.
Like imagine just taking all your plants out. It's just.
Like
it
nothing there.
I have so much more room.
You're right. Yeah. For Jesse. No, for Jesse. Every square
but see,
inch is
you
covered
decorate
with
your
something.
House. Like,
yeah.
I don't have anything on the walls.
Inch. Yeah.
And so like when all the plants were gone, I was like, what's this prison? So
if there is a blank space, something's going up there.
I'll write your name.
Yes, that too. But yeah, I was going to say, I have a lot of friends who have moved or like relocated like late 20s, like early 30s. And the one thing they say is like the hardest is like making friends or like finding a community. And I'm like, yeah, you're brave. I would never move. But that is true. I hadn't thought about how, like, kind of with finding the plant community, or like even when I travel, sometimes I'll post on my little Plantstagram, like, send me recommendations for this state. And like, I'm not going in there without knowing anything.
Yeah.
Like, where are the good plants? And people like tell you, and it's really cool.
I think that kind of goes for most hobbies. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get into Hoya or plants, but like most hobbies, you're going to have a little community of people wherever. So like, if you're having trouble making friends, just start a hobby.
Yeah. Just make sure it's not a cult.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the lines there sometimes are very, very thin and blurred.
True.
Or maybe it's because I've been listening to
Sounds a bit culty.
Well, the girl who does those podcast wrote a book, The Age of Magical Overthinking. And I just finished it today. It was a really good book.
It's about cults or?
Because she talks a lot about cults and like data and like societal movements. Like there's a first chapter is about Taylor Swift. It's called Are You My Mother, Taylor Swift? It's a really good book. I highly recommend it.
Did you start reading the book because it had Taylor Swift in it?
No, it's because I listened to it. Sounds like a cult.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh.
But yeah, she does talk a lot about like how, you know, trends and all that, and how we as humans respond to all of that.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
Hobbies.
Oh, yeah.
Hobbies and making friends.
But blurred lines and cults and hobbies.
Yes. I got cults on the brain. But yeah. No, I think, like, now that you say that about, like, having Adam in our lives, that's been a big change. And, like, looking at it macro, having all these, like, connections to people who are nowhere like near us, like when our listeners are calling from Australia and like Netherlands, I would have never talked to anyone from Australia unless they were like, you know, here. So that's been really cool.
And then you'd have been like, wow, you talk funny and I can't understand your accent.
I can't talk about that. I don't want to get canceled. But yes, I have a very difficult time understanding accents. And I don't know why that
is. That's my favorite one, though, I think.
Yeah. Australia. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey guys, Lydia here.
And Adam. As some of you may know, we co-own a online Hoya plant shop. Well, mostly Hoya. It's called The Green Plant. We're always so grateful that our passions have led us to have the ability to share some of our favorite genus with you.
We aim to have a restock at least 1 to 2 times a month and always post the most carefully and beautifully growing plants. And supporting us keeps our dream alive. And we love seeing the plants we have lovingly curated growing in your homes.
If you're in the United States and ever looking for new Hoya babes to add to your collection, just give us a browse at www.thegreenplantaz.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at thegreenplant.az, where we always post restock alerts on our stories. And you can also sign up for our newsletter at the bottom of our shop website. And now, back to our episode. I definitely have to say the same, like having all of the connections that gets forged because of plants. I mean, even like when we first got into the hobby, I remember Jesse and I, we drove to Flagstaff, which is for people who aren't in Arizona, it's up north. It's like what, 3-ish hour drive or so from here. And we were just up there and like posting on Instagram stories that we were at some random nursery. And then someone reaches out to us and, you know, they're like, oh, I have plants. You should come over to my house. And since then, you know, Juniper Knots, Sarah Ann has become like a good friend. Like we even went and visited her in Alaska because she ended up moving there. And I mean, it's the same no matter where we go. Like I have a friend that, you know, I met through plants and now we're good friends and she lives in New York. I went and saw her this year.
Yeah.
But then anytime we go to like California and Los Angeles and like Yucaipa, like we see April, and then, you know, the California plant community, and there's something really special about every place that we go. It almost feels like there's still like a piece of us there, you mm-hmm. know, like in a way, because we're connected by something like the shared love for the Hoya. And to me, like, there's something really special about that. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And also for like introverts, like us introverts, it makes it a, well, us, I'm saying me and
I was about to say, whoever's speak for yourself, listening,
because most plant people are, but, it's easier to form connections with people. And I guess maybe this is the same in other hobbies too, but like we already have something we can talk about. So mm-hmm. when it feels awkward or you feel like weird or, you know, shy,
just it's start talking about plants, yeah. and then it's like, boom, like we got something to talk about for hours.
Yeah. So
literally,
I don't know. I'm really grateful that plants entered my life because now we're here, and you guys mm-hmm. said really sweet things. And I started off with like, I wouldn't have done Passive Hydro, but I also would not have met you guys. So
you're welcome.
And you have changed my life.
For the better, hopefully.
I want to sing Wicked right now, but I'm not going to. For good.
I started trying to listen to that book, but I couldn't get over the person reading it.
Yeah. It's a tough book. That's a tough one to swallow.
Okay. Maybe I'll try physically reading it.
Yeah. It's a difficult one. It's a thick boy.
Yeah.
It's a thick one. But yeah. Anyway.
What about you, Jesse? What's another one?
Another way that Hoya have changed my life. I know so many terms I would have never learned if I wasn't a Hoya.
Oblong.
Yeah, oblong. what is the etymology?
Yeah.
Corolla, corona, peduncle. Like, let me list all the words I've learned. No, but like, really, like, I've always felt like, oh, I'm a smart person. Like, I know a lot of things. And then coming into this hobby, I was like, why hasn't this been like knowledge in my life before? So it's kind of cool. It's like kind of when you go back to school or you like, you know, start something new, like there's so much more to learn. And you, I'm not like super nerdy like Lydia, who does like research and reads publications. But like still, it's been interesting, like that all these words are in my life. And then it spreads to the people around you, like mm-hmm. my family. Are not
they know what people a peduncle are not,
is. They know what a peduncle is. They know what a Hoya is. They know, like, they know about them blooming, and they'll go to like the stores and they'll be like, Jesse, is this a Hoya? And I'll be like, no, like you can tell by this and that. Yeah. Yes.
Dang, roasted, toasted, man.
Yes. So I think that's cool that like it's something cool to kind of spread around your like people.
Yeah. Also, when you were saying that your mom helped water your Hoyas, I did, because we were away at the same time. I had Steve water mine. I was not as nice to him. Yeah. Because I came home and I think he missed some plants and I was stressed about other things. And so like,
I did offer.
I know. And I did. And I did say, I was like, next time I'll just have Lydia come over because I know she'll do it correctly. I was mean. I mean, I apologized immediately. I did.
Wait, though.
I felt so bad.
I didn't have a plan for my mom to water my plants because Lydia said, I'm going to come over and check on the 10th plant and then I'll just take care of your plants then. She also said, I'm going to come over and spend time with your dogs because I had told her that my mom will feed them and take care of them, but she's not going to like cuddle and snuggle.
Yeah.
And I was going to be gone for 3 weeks. So I was like, that's great. Like, even if you just go once a week, my dogs love you. They know you.
Snuggle.
Yeah. My plants will like, you know, be like, what is this like life's change that we now get watered? My girl never went to my house. Never. Like, literally, if my mom hadn't taken it upon herself to water them, because I didn't even ask her to. I was like, you know what? Whatever. Whatever dies,
whatever
dies.
Whatever happens, happens.
And she was like, hey, I'm watering your plants. Can I call you just to, like, make sure, you know.
You're doing it right.
I'm doing it right. And I was like, Mom, just take water from the hose, or, like, from the tap and pour a little bit in each tray. Like, there, I'm not going to, like, ask you to do anything specific. Because I had left my, like, mixing chemicals and everything up. And I was like, oh, I want everything to be easy for Lydia. So maybe it was good you didn't take her up on it because all your plants would be dead. No.
Well, but then she sent photos of like your mom like laying with the dogs, and then she's like, "Oh, my mom's watering the plants." So I was like, "Oh, she's got it handled. Perfect."
I don't know your mom as well as probably Lydia does, but I would feel awkward like being there if your mom was there. I feel like I was invading space.
Well, no, like sometimes my mom works like
all
morning to night. Yeah. So I was like, these are the days she's not there, but bleep your plants and your dogs. There, let's cut out.
Did you see my eyes go?
This is a clean rated podcast. Yeah, my bad.
Bleep your plants and your dogs. No,
I need to keep your personal feelings.
No, I'm just teasing. I know that if Lydia would have done it. Lydia's done so much in my life, so.
Yeah.
But it was just funny. I had to call her out on that. She was like, next time, just make me in charge. And I'm like, maybe not.
How about no?
No, because I know that, like, both of you are busy. Both of you, like, you have a whole household and, like, all these dogs to take care of. You have, like, 500 plants at your own house. Like, and that's why I try to not ever ask for help.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But, you know, sometimes it's better helping somebody else than dealing with the crap that you've been putting off at your house.
True, true.
So I sometimes enjoy helping people because, like, I can get stuck in my ways and I have to do things in a certain, like, order, kind of like how you do dishes.
Yeah.
You know, and then that kind of thwarts you. But if you're in someone else's house, you're like, well, I don't care how they do things. I'm just going to clean up like I would clean up.
Yeah, just do it and then be done.
Yeah. I was not that nice to Steve though, because I was, you know, those times where you're like trying to, you've made all these mistakes before and you just don't want the next person to make the same mistakes. Yeah. So then I'm like, don't give too much water because it'll flow out. And then you have to clean up the shelves and that's a nightmare to like when it goes out of the shelves and starts dripping down. But then I think that made him nervous and he didn't put enough water in. So it was like, and I also said, like, just look in the cash po just to make sure it's good. But listen, when the pot goes down to make sure it doesn't hit water. Anyway, I think I just stressed him out. And he was, I mean, I'm so thankful for this man. And that's why I felt like a jerk. But yeah. I did go off.
So if Steve were here because of the plants. And Steve was asked, what did Hoya bring to your life? He'd be like, stress, anxiety, depression. No self-worth.
I know. For real, though. But he, like you said, like, he knows some of the Hoya. Like, he starts knowing names. It's, like, really cute. So our hobby impacts our circles, mm-hmm. our bubbles of influence.
Whether positive or negative.
Spheres. There's an effect. Our spheres of influence.
Spheres of influence.
I feel like one of the biggest things that Plant and Hoya have taught me is just maybe a little bit of discipline and not giving up somewhat. I don't know.
Were you a giver-upper before?
Not really a giver. Well, maybe. Like when you kind of start hitting up against like hurdles or challenges, like pests or whatever, flat mites, like, yeah, there are moments where I'd be like, I'm just done.
Mm-hmm.
But then I look and I see these plants and I love them. And I like can remember the stories of who gave them to me or what was going on in my life when I bought them. And I was like, I can't give up on that.
Mm.
So
perseverance.
Yeah.
Persistence.
And also
determination.
Watching them just like get all wrinkly and just be like, and then bounce right back.
SpongeBob status.
Yeah.
SpongeBob. SpongeBob status. Yeah.
But like, take that, sweet gentleman.
It's just, I don't know. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But there's something else out there bigger than me that I need to take care of. So that helps, you know, and I've said that before too. Like when you're in the throes of depression fits and you just don't want to do a dang thing. Like I don't want to get off the couch. And
I wonder if that's how people with children feel.
Oh gosh.
Like I do not want to get up today.
That would be so worse though, I think. Well, yeah. No offense, kids.
No offense, people with kids.
But like our plants, it's like, oh, well, if I don't feed you today, whatever. But it's like, you can't be like, oh, yeah, I'm just not going to not feed you three meals today.
Yeah, this empty shelf behind me, those have all been in the bathtub for like
since
4 days.
Time. Oh, it was like since last time we were here.
Yeah. But you know, maybe I'm just testing to see if it forces them to flower.
There you go.
No light in there.
Just give it a scientific reason.
Yeah.
Reason.
It's all for research purposes.
Yeah.
Me too. That's why I neglect my plants.
Well, you got to see what happens. Yeah. You know, we don't know.
Yeah, they could
grow legs. We're studying.
Jessie is scientifically trying to see how long, how far she can neglect her plants before she has zero.
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to one of our peduncle pals, John,
mm-hmm.
about how he was telling me he might like take a break from buying plants. And I was like, yeah, now that I'm on a break, I have a lot less plants, a lot more room on my shelves. It turns out I was just replacing them. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that it's dwindling, it's August. Like, I'm almost
a year.
A year into
August. How is it already August?
I know.
Isn't that wild?
I don't know. I don't want to believe it.
You know, time actually scientifically does go quicker.
She missed her cue there.
I know. I was waiting for it.
Like, because the thought on my mind actually was August 1st is the commencement of fall.
Is it?
No, it isn't.
In your mind?
In your mind, maybe.
Yeah,
but
for all of the, you know, like fall, spooky season, like, you know, holiday lovers, August 1st is the first day you can officially take out your pumpkins, take out your goose, your ghost, your goose.
I don't know about you, but nothing screams fall like a goose. Affleck.
I thought she had said goose. Yeah, like the Affleck one. I was like, I didn't know there was a goose thing.
Your ghosts, your ghouls, the spookies. Like, we are in prime time season, day one.
August. Now, I feel like that's too soon. No. September.
August is Taylor Swift month. What are you August, talking about?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but the fall season has been around way longer than her. So goodbye.
You want to be really careful what you say next, Lydia. I'm just like,
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything next, period. Done. I said what I said.
Anyway.
Yeah, what are some other ways that the Hoyas have impacted your guys' lives?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the other one is because Jessie did mention herself earlier.
How dare I?
But, I mean, we've said before, like, you know, Jessie and I have been friends for a really long time. And so through that, you know, like, especially in adulthood, like, the time that we can spend together has ebbed and flowed drastically. And I feel like when we both got into plants, that was a time that we really got to spend more time together. Like, I would always drive over to her house and we would go plant shopping and, you know, just like all of those things. And I feel like that was really like a starting point where we started seeing more of each other, like in our adulthood. And it's really kind of just continued to carry on. But a lot of that is because of plants. So
that's true. Mm-hmm. I might not even be her friend anymore if it wasn't plants.
Because she wouldn't come see me. She was like, you just live 30 minutes away. That's so far. And I was like, that makes no sense. But okay. I mean, you go see your parents that live 20 minutes away. I'm only like another 15 minute drive from there.
Yeah, but
so
you're not there anymore. So
yeah.
Now you're closer.
Yeah. But I'm still always the one that goes over.
Mainly because I feel bad that the velociraptors have to be put away when I'm at your house. And the fin.
The velociraptor.
Who literally doesn't care.
No, but I still feel bad.
But yeah. But anyway, yeah.
No, that is true. It does create a lot of quality time for me and my besties.
Yeah, I mean, these plants have like really taught us how to care for things. I don't know, but you guys have dogs. That teaches
girl,
us how
I've
to care
for things.
For things.
I've been caring for me, myself, and
that's right. Try being my size, Amy. That felt very Amy Coda.
Yeah, it was.
The accent.
The accent.
Tammy vibes.
Oh, Tammy, yeah.
But you had a dog, too.
Yeah. It's just, there's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine life without Hoya. Now, I don't know if it'll always be this many or what, but like, there's going to be a Hoya in my life for the rest of
forever. It. Yeah. When I die, like, put me in hydroponic little bowls and make me.
Oh, I thought Jesse was going to be like, bury the plants with me. They're going to die anyway.
No, I want you to make me some sort of little
Jesse fertilizer.
Fertilizer or hydroponic bells. And then Ramal. I will keep the Hoyas.
Well, actually, Ramal's though.
Fluval?
Yeah.
One day when you die.
Why is this fluval so dark?
Okay, put a little cream in there.
One day when you die, though, and your plants are still there, that's like. That's going to be like the beginning of opportunity for them to thrive and live for a long time.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
One person gone, opportunity for another.
Dang.
Deep.
Just for that, I'm going to die first and you're going to have to deal with that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
At least there's only going to be like five plants.
Lydia is going
to
be on.
I meant you're going to have to deal with my death, not the plant. Oh.
I could, when you guys are both very old, I could see Lydia being like on her deathbed and you just walking and be like, I'm jumping out the window because I'm going first.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
literally. Literally.
Well, I've planned three funerals, so I got a down pat.
Exactly. I'm good.
Yeah.
Also, no, I'll talk about it on Patreon. Never mind.
Yeah, because I was going to get fiery. Yeah. Did you see that? Yeah. Also, it was like a straight vertical.
Patreon. Mind me to tell a story. One time I said that on an episode and I forgot to tell the story on Patreon, but now I don't even remember what the story was.
I'm about to say, you should like make a little memo on your phone because okay. I'm not going to remember to have you tell your story. B, you're not going to remember what the story is. And this is going to be us when we're 90. I hope you know that.
Yeah. You shouldn't.
Oh, God.
Doing voice memos and.
I meant to write what I was trying to write, but then I put Jesse Cakes. And autocorrected.
Like yesterday.
Okay. That's what your soil, that's what your substrate's gonna be called.
Jesse Cakes.
Jesse Cakes.
I like that. And it'll be in a bright, hot pink bag.
Nothing roots like
Jesse Cakes.
Jesse Cakes.
Can we mold them? No, I can't say this. That's Patreon stuff. But yesterday, she came to my house and she put the root beer in the freezer. And like literally, I had like three different reminders and alarms on because we could not forget the soda was in the freezer.
Yeah, that's
and it. I was like, that's definitely going to be us. We're old. Hopefully you guys enjoyed looking at us today because like who doesn't?
But yeah, this is
everyone give a pose to the camera.
But let us know if you like this. If you don't like this, also let us know.
They're gonna be like, oh,
I know.
They're gonna be like, oh.
Please go back to before we couldn't see you.
But we also want to know how Hoya have impacted your life too. So make sure you drop us a line on Instagram. Let us know. Tag us in a story post. Even if you have a photo with that Hoya that you're talking about, just all of the things we want to. Yeah. I don't know. One thing that I appreciate about being on video is that it feels like it's more of a connection, but we also want to feel that with you guys. So we would like to hear your stories. Like yes. We love that interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So head over to our Instagram at let's.talkhoya. And you can also follow us individual. For a second, I was like, is that the right one? It's been so long since we've said that.
Yeah.
You can also follow us all individually. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Adios.
Bye.